It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The chaos in the financial system sent Wall Street tumbling, even as yet another giant financial institution on Wall Street is teetering. Amid the chaos, the Federal Reserve is holding its regular meeting later today to decide what to do about interest rates. To find out more, we're joined now by David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And what is the trouble institution of the day?
The weekend was devoted to the demise of Lehman Brothers and the sale of Merrill Lynch. And the third institution that was in play over the weekend was AIG, this huge international insurance company, which is now the latest sequoia to be teetering on Wall Street. They're short of money. The government so far has refused to put any money into them, although there's always the possibility they'll change their mind. They're trying to raise money privately so that they can remain in business.
And AIG is one of the world's biggest insurers. It's probably worth mentioning.
It is. We haven't had an insurance company get in trouble this time around like this. We've been playing with commercial banks and investment banks. They're regulated somewhat differently. And AIG has an enormous book of business selling what's called credit default swaps, which is a kind of newfangled insurance against companies defaulting on their debt. And it's this business that is creating all their losses. And the problem is a lot of their counterparties, the people on the other side of the trades, are spread all over the world, which is why it's having international repercussions.
Well, yes, it's not just worrying U.S. investors. Big concern for those overseas markets. But is this just a repeat of Lehman Brothers?
It has some similarities, but each case is different. As I said, this one's an insurance company, so it's different. And I think people aren't sure what approach the government will take to this. But we can see already this morning that foreign stock markets are down and foreign central banks have had to pump a lot of money into their banking systems because this is bringing back all the fears of last summer where banks were reluctant to lend even to each other. There was worries about the financial system freezing up. So the central banks in Europe, in the UK, Switzerland, and in Germany are pushing all sorts of money into the markets to try and make things work better.
And let's look ahead at that Federal Reserve meeting later today. How does all of this affect what it might do?
Well, these people must be exhausted after 24-hour days for the last few days.
Right.
Going into this meeting, they were not expected to cut rates from the current 2% level. But yesterday, there was a lot of speculation that maybe they would change their mind. So there's a lot for them to discuss to decide whether they can do what they've done and sit back and see if things settle, or does the market and the economy need another jolt of lower interest rates to try and get things moving again?
Just give us a little thumbnail, though, of how lowering interest rates would make a difference.
Well, there are a couple ways. One is there is a lot of theater and confidence building in this, and it would send a signal that the Fed understands that things are getting worse, and that's important. Secondly, if the markets expect a rate cut, then they tend to push the rates of other securities down, and if the Fed disappoints them, either in their action or their words, those rates could go up, and that's not welcome now. And finally, a lot of what's going on now is that the gap or spread between the rates on the borrowing that consumers and businesses do is between those rates and government rates has widened. And one way the Fed can react to that is to try and lower the base. So even though the spread is wider, to try and reduce the rates that businesses and consumers have to pay.
Now, we're hearing conflicting ideas on the show all this morning. Some economists say, you know, look at the big picture. It's not so bad. Others are saying really scary. Who's right?
I don't really know. I think here's the way to look at it. This is the biggest financial shock we've seen since the Great Depression. But we do not have the worst economy. The economy is not as bad as that statement implies. So the question is this the big catharsis where the financial system works its way out of this mess and things get better from here, which would be the happy story and certainly one we hope? Or does the problems of the financial system spread and infect the rest of the economy, choke off credit to businesses and consumers, and lead us into the long-feared deep recession?
David, you once answered a question of mine to the effect that this is a centipede that we're looking at here, and there are a lot of shoes to drop. Well, given it's a many-footed creature, what's the next shoe?
Well, AIG is the shoe of the day, and lurking right behind it is Washington Mutual, a big thrift out on the West Coast that made a lot of bad mortgage bets and is also in the worry column. But the thing that's so surprising about this episode is that you can't imagine on Friday what's going to happen on Tuesday, and you can't imagine on Tuesday what's going to happen by Friday.
David, thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor at The Wall Street Journal.